Justin Fluke now joined by Coach John Malloy as we talk Jeff West girls basketball. And one thing synonymous with the Lady Tiger program is hitting the home stretch. Jeff West typically finds their rhythm. Coach, you've won five consecutive games and a couple since last time we spoke. A really good win. Let's start with the game at Hiawatha, 38-31 last week on Friday night. Man, a great defensive game because I know Hiawatha was coming off the tournament championship and playing pretty well. What did you see from your team and felt like were kind of the keys to getting that big road W last week?
Well, defense. We had, you know, since our midseason tournament and Lewisburg game on Saturday of that tournament was kind of what I thought was kind of a breakout game for us defensively, where it just seemed to click, and then we carried that into the Holton game. I can't remember what we held Holton to, but it was a low, and then we just carried that defensive momentum into Hiawatha, and we kept them. I don't remember what the halftime score was, but we kept them pretty low, and our defense is really good. Our energy was really high, and our offense isn't great, but it's good enough if we can keep teams in that kind of. Our goal is to keep teams under 35 because we feel like we got a chance to win, and we D'd them up pretty well and came out with a big win.
Got another one last night. Stepping outside the league, you win at Tonganoxie 43-35. Another fairly close game. I mean, you've certainly had a lot that have been pretty competitive, but this one you had to battle through a little bit as well, it sounded like, to get the win there in the second half.
Well, yeah, and as good as our defense has been in the previous three or four games leading up to this Tonganoxie game, our first half defense was atrocious, in my opinion, last night. We just did not have the energy. We just seemed kind of like we were, well, you know, walking in quicksand or just woke up from a nap or whatever, and our defense wasn't good. We gave up, I think, 15 points in the second quarter. They had a 2-point lead at halftime. We gave up like 22 or 23 points in the first half, which is very uncharacteristic of us. And you know, and you could tell when our defense isn't good, then it just kind of follows with everything else. But we had a little heart to heart at halftime, and the girls woke up in the second half, and I think we held them to maybe 12 or 15 points in the second half, and we were able to come away with the win there too.
Trying to keep it rolling. As mentioned, now you've got five wins in a row, and it's the time of the year that you want to be peaking. You got rematches against Sabetha now on Friday night, and then, man, only Nemaha Central and Riverside left on the regular season schedule. So what's the key, I guess, you feel like to continue this momentum right now with these games here coming up?
Well, we just got to stay strong on the defensive end. You know, that is kind of our calling card. It always has been. I think that's why late in the season, usually come January and February, we kind of tend to peak out and be at our best because our defense is, you know, holding us and keeping us in games. And our younger players are learning at this point in the season what varsity level defense looks like, the speed you got to play, the way you got to be able to play without fouling. And we've just got a good group that is really rolling right now. And we need to carry that momentum because, you know, Sabetha, they're a good team. They're a hit and miss team. You know, one night they're off, but then the next night they can upset you. So we can't go into this game Friday thinking that we're going to roll Sabetha because they could easily embarrass us if we go in with that attitude. But if we come out and play defense the way we're capable of, I think we can win the game. And then we turn around next Tuesday and have to go to Nemaha and play, and they beat us on our own court earlier this year. And I didn't think we played well in that game. And so I think that if we play our best, we can beat them. And it's going to be very important for us to hopefully be able to pull out a win, well, to win out the rest of this season because with the league standings the way they are, if we want to have a chance of winning this league, we pretty much got to win out the rest of the season, not to mention the implications for sub-state standings and where we're going to be seated at and who's going to have to play Silver Lake in the second round. And so there's just a lot of implications with every game that's coming forward. So I've tried to express to the girls how important it is to just look at as if our playoffs have already started and that we've got to win every game moving forward.
You bet. Lady Tigers right now atop the Big 7 at 9-2 and 12-4 overall. Best of luck in your next couple big games, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it.
John Malloy, head coach of the Lady Tigers. We'll talk Jeff West boys basketball next.